Smoking like this shit, the only job I got. Clouded every hour, smelling louder than your flower pot. Let it blaze, burning bushes, Yahweh done found the spot. Complex, godly, off the THC that sour got. Hit me in the chest like it showed me how that chopper pop. You ain't get it by now, I'm saying my merry clown. And your optional different strands of potency in the loud you got. Fuck the white girl, I'm to the moon if I found a rock. I'm on to you niggas who steadily slump, asking how high, and I ain't even tell you to jump. I'm veiling the funk, and I don't mean inhaling the skunk. We spreading these blunts the same size as elephant trunks. Already we up, watching shit y'all subjectively touch. Silly niggas never stick to their objective enough. Expected fire some.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are now rocking with the Smoking Words podcast. I am your host, your boy, RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor in the building. And today, yo, I didn't even get to you yet.
Mr. Spliffendor?
Yeah, nigga.
Like Gryffindor?
Spliffendor.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
You fucked up your own intro. Yeah, I mean, before I even get to you, let me get back to this. You rocking with the Smoking Words podcast where RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor, okay? We're sponsored by Punchline Punch, as you can see, right behind this lovely lady right here. Powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to the whole phase. You know what I mean? We're gonna get it. And y'all already heard the giggles. My guess. What you going by today? What you going by? Your name?
Yes.
All right, Miss Arielle Waller in the building. Make some noise.
What's up, guys? I'm going to pull me a drink while we get started.
Oh, you just, all right. You don't even know what you're drinking.
I don't care. I know it's punchline, so I know it's good.
All right, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. But you drinking them pink walls.
Oh, it's my favorite.
But actually, it's the Henny walls.
Oh, it's my absolute favorite.
It's the pink walls.
It's the dark walls.
Yeah, yeah.
The dark pink.
Yeah, yeah.
Dark pink walls.
No, it's Henny walls.
No, dark pink walls.
Why am I calling it dark pink walls?
Because it has Hennessy in it.
Yeah, so Henny walls.
Yeah, duh, dark pink. Why you gotta put Hennessy in it?
Ooh. See, you bugging. You ain't even take a drink yet. All right, take a sip. I'll take it. Oh, and it's cold.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
What's in it?
How pussy is supposed to taste? Pink walls.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I walked right into that one.
Yup. So, how we start this off is that you pick a lighter from the lighter box.
Okay.
Now, some ground rules.
It's always rules.
It's just one ground rule. Put the shit back after you're done.
Oh, the main ground rule.
Yeah.
After I'm done what?
After you're done using it.
Like, after
because
this is done.
Because it doesn't belong to you.
Like, after this is done. So I can use it this entire time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You got it. I can do that.
Alright, so.
Oh, this is bright.
Yeah.
Can I, like.
No.
What you mean? I see one at the bottom I want to get.
Alright, so, Anonymous. Look the other way.
I'm trying to get this one. I see at the
come
bottom.
Come on.
Oh, it's not the one.
It's not?
No, it was like a colorful
one. It was?
Yes.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
All right, can I light my blunt now, or?
Yeah, you can light your blunt. What you smoking?
Oh, shit.
Oh, she dropped the blunt.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
And for those of you who don't know what that means, if you drop the blunt, that means somebody fucking your bitch.
That's what that means. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm saying something.
Yeah, I mean.
This lighter is trash. Look at it. Look at it. What type of flame? I want a rematch. I want a repick. I demand a repick. I can't use this in 45 minutes.
Oh, damn. So. All right, relax. You get another pick. Anonymous.
All right, what you going to do with this one?
I'm going to throw it away.
Oh, Okay.
All right.
I could do blue.
You can do blue?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite color?
Sometimes. My crib is called Shades of Blue, so I guess you can call it my
Your crib is called Shades of Blue?
Yeah, the name of my house.
That's the name of your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Shades of Blue. What you smoking on? What you smoking on now? What you been smoking on?
I'm only smoking anything just sativa.
You ain't fucking with no indicas, no hybrids?
I do not like indica. I will do a hybrid with a high sativa lead situation.
Oh, so you don't be trying to get slapped?
No, I got things to do.
I hear that shit. What kind of lighter you pulled out anyway? You pulled out the regular blue one. If you remember, people, episode one, this lighter wasn't working. Put some lighter fluid in this bitch.
Not
for the
Zippo.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? Wu-Tang.
Recycle.
Wu-Tang.
This nigga get addicted to lighters. You have like an obsession, bro.
I ain't got no obsession.
You
I'm just a collector. I'm a collector of sorts. And a collector who collects his things will like people to stop taking the things that he collects. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right then.
Union's fucking lighter. He got a lighter fetish, i.e. More of the story. I got it.
Whatever. Yo, so with the sativas that you've been having, what you've been, what kind of strains?
What does that mean?
What kind of strains, like the names?
Oh, okay. Like, well, I just had some cherry lime.
That's a sativa?
That's what it was a hybrid, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then, what, wedding cake? And what's this other one? Pineapple something.
Oh, Express? Pineapple Express?
Maybe. When I was in Seattle, I was smoking all of the good shit, and I don't remember none of the names. I don't remember none of the names. But I remember them when I was there.
Okay. I am currently smoking that good old Uchilado.
Uchilado?
Uchilada. Uchi bang bang.
And that's indica, obviously.
It's a hybrid.
But it's indica lead.
How you know?
Am I right?
I don't think so.
You should know what you smoking, Mr. Weed Connoisseur.
I didn't do the leaf lead for this one because I just got some. Mm. But I know it's Uchilado. I know it's a cross between something else in gelato. I don't know where the uchi came from.
And what's gelato?
Gelato is a hybrid.
And what does it lead? Gelato and a hybrid.
I think gelato leads sativa.
Okay.
If I'm being
you're lying.
Listen, you want to look it up right now, nigga?
I'm gonna look it the fuck up.
All right, bet. Shit. You ain't gonna call me out. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. What you mean? You gonna do this right now?
It better be sativa too. After all of that.
Nah, you bugging.
You said it's called what?
Uchilado.
Uchilado.
Yes.
Uchilado. Say that 5 times fast.
Uchilado. 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 Uchilado.
It sounds like gelato. Enchilada.
Yo, fuck you. Alright.
He's smoking that enchilada.
I'm smoking Uchiwali. I know shit. See, y'all fucking me up, man. I'm supposed to be looking for shit. Alright, so
how
boom.
How do you even spell that?
Let's see. Gelato, right? Gelato is what? A hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
A hybrid.
You said was
hybrid cannabis strain from Cookie Fam and Sherbinski, following the footsteps of his parents, Sunset Sherbert and Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
I like Sherbert.
I like that shit too. So,
what does it say though? I hate that they don't be fucking telling you
facts.
I just want to know yes or
what
no.
What is the dominant?
They don't tell you. I know that shit is trash. People be like, that site is so, like, everything. Every time
listen,
I go on
there, I mainly look up this shit to find just like whether the shit is a hybrid indica or sativa.
Yeah, but that's what the shit they don't say on it, whether it's an indica or sativa. They'll say it's a hybrid.
It says it's a hybrid right
also, on the shit. It won't tell you specifics. It'll just say hybrid.
Nah, sometimes they give explanations, but I feel like because it's Sunset Sherbet and Thin Mint, you kind of got to go to the lineage and figure out like from there. You know what
but
I mean?
But isn't Sherbet sativa?
I believe so. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. Nope. Sherbet's a hybrid too.
The hybrid of the hybrid.
It's just gonna be a long fucking rabbit hole that we just gonna keep going down. So clearly. let's not get caught up in that. You know what I mean? So you said the cherry lime. Anything else that stood out to you?
That's the only name I remember.
You're getting slapped.
I'm definitely getting smacked because I hate smoking trash.
Okay.
But I definitely go to my weed connoisseurs and I'm like, where's the sativa? That's what I want. If it's indica, don't sell it to me. So I'm trusting my weed connoisseur in an instant if it doesn't have the name on the little label. All
right, I guess so. In the meantime, let's get into some Reggie news. Time out.
I thought he was about to say some shit.
Yo.
Back to the nitty gritty. Some Reggie news for you people out there. Yeah, Wu-Tang, nigga. Wu-Tang, shouts to Wu-Tang. Oakland.
You don't even know where to start.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking debate. President Trump. Candidate Joe Biden, a.k.a. Mr. Ex-Vice President. Under Barack Obama. Shouts to the Obama runs that I had a few episodes back.
Shout out to the Obama's administration.
Uh-huh. They had a debate.
Mm-hmm.
The presidential debate. And a lot of people have been saying this, but until I watched it, I didn't understand how much of an exaggeration it wasn't. The fact that that shit really looked like some loving hip hop basketball wives fucking reunion where it's just motherfuckers arguing back and forth and the mediator is trying to get everybody to calm down.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all of the other debates where people were saying how boring they were and how they wished it was more, like you say, loving hip hop ish.
How they wish the debates were like that?
Not love and hip hop ish exactly. I just used
but
your
they
term.
They just wish it was more exciting.
Exactly.
I understand that the debate was more exciting. A few of us got a lot of laughs out of seeing these two motherfuckers argue like some bitches. But at the cost of us being like, not even do we give our votes to Trump or Biden. It's just Trump or not Trump. And it's like, yo, I feel like a lot of people feel like me, where it's just like, yo, I'm like, am I going to choose the lesser of the two evils? It's basically the same shit with Hillary. You know what I mean?
I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. You going to cry about it?
Fuck, I ain't gonna cry about it.
I'm just saying, you gonna cry about it or you gonna make a choice or cry about it?
Shit, I might just sit back and smoke and be honest with you. Nah, son, go out and vote if it means something to you.
No, go out and vote, period. Fuck it if it don't mean something to you. Just go because you're fucking
I don't believe nobody should do nothing. Do anything that don't mean. If it don't mean shit to you, don't do it.
Just
if you honestly.
Just go. Just go vote.
My man's be voting for himself. He go right to the ballot inside of his own.
You can't.
Name.
I don't even think you. Put, I don't even think you can do that anymore.
No more.
No, I don't think you can put like. I think they took it away as far as like you being able to write somebody's name in for this particular one. If I'm not mistaken, I could be incorrect. Do not quote me on that.
I just know we can't trust no motherfucker who knew we was going to get sick and let us get sick.
Which is our current president. That's who you're referencing.
So let's, I want to start there because under your watch, you let the whole system shut down.
Absolutely, 100% agree.
And we are where we are. And now you flexing with not allowing voters to vote on the Senate. You just want to choose who you want to choose because you are the president and you choose to exercise that power.
Which is how he's been acting this entire term.
So, go out and vote, people.
Go and vote. If you tired of the same old,
go out and vote. Let's get Trump out of here and let's worry about Biden later.
Yeah. I don't. Fact. At this point.
But you know what I mean, like.
At this point.
Government is just. I want to go to a new planet.
Let's not even start talking about planets.
Let's go to a new planet. I'm going.
They leaving us to go to a new planet.
I want to go to the deepest part of Africa.
That's not a new planet.
The deepest part.
That's the same planet.
It's the same planet. But
was you trying to go to Wakanda or something, nigga?
Yo, it gotta be out there. It gotta be out there where none of this bullshit exists.
This is the shit.
Yo, so you ain't never smoke a blunt and been like, I think we're kind of real, nigga.
I wouldn't say Wakanda, facts, but my nigga, because
why would they put that in the movie if that shit is not, you know what I mean? If it ain't some truth to the shit.
So everything they put in movies is some truth to it.
I say some.
Okay, there might be some truth to the technology that they use in Wakanda, but that doesn't mean the physical place is real. That's the some truth.
You know, I say that manifestation is real, and that I say the Black Panther movie could have easily sparked somebody to start their own underground union where it was a different civilization. If they have
they have black communities, like
if they have the resources to do so. I know I would if I did. I go underground quick. Me and all my people, we out. Fuck this.
There I actually read something the other day.
Spot, like,
They're actually starting like all black communities before like buying up a whole bunch of land.
Yeah.
For horror people, if you will.
Where exactly, you know?
No, but I definitely read an article. I would more than happy to send it over to you. Thought it was interesting.
Well, upon watching Hidden Colors is a. One second. I hit the blood too hard.
Shit. That's that Uchi Wally Bang Bang.
Facts.
That shit Bang Bang.
Upon my Hidden Colors research, and Hidden Colors is an array of documentaries that focus on. Just basically what African-American, melanated people, black people, anybody of color has gone through since before being brought to America. So they're highlighting when we were kings and queens and the term slavery wasn't even a bad thing. A slave was an extended person of the family. They were just in an act of servitude, but they weren't beaten, they weren't mistreated, they weren't raped, they weren't none of that shit. So it's Hidden Colors goes deep and brings everything up to the present day. And through that, I found out that in Ghana, they are giving shelter and cattle to anybody of melanated descent who decides to migrate there.
Interesting.
As some type of reparation for the black people who have been taken from Africa to the States.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I've heard over the years that they have stopped. I've heard over the years that they have continued it. But I think that's something that everybody should look into, especially if you're trying to leave this fucking burning ship. But for the people who, for the people who gonna stay and rock this out, hey man.
Don't say that. That makes me reminds me of like the movie.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun.
That's what everyone needs to do. Is that what you're saying?
Hey man, it's I feel like it's circumstantial, and the circumstances have led me to believe that you may need to register for a firearm out here. You know what I mean? Just as a safety precaution for the new world order.
The new normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what I mean? We don't know what type of laws they're about to implement. And this nigga Trump talked about he not going to leave office if he lose. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get the
we gonna drag your white ass out that motherfucker. Let's
get fuck up out of here. He's talking spicy.
He is talking spicy.
You know what I mean?
He said that for real?
He's talking crazy. He said that shit.
Like a video or he tweeted it?
You know, I think he said that in an interview.
He gonna have to get dragged up out of that thing.
Hey, man, we shall see. But, hey, go out and vote, people. That's the moral of the story. Get him the fuck out of here. Let's get to some loud news, though. Okay? Some loud news for you people. Now, the Reggie news is regular news that's going on in everyday life. You know what I mean? On the media, the tabloids. Sidebar, I didn't want to see this. I didn't really want to talk about it. But I don't think that anybody should go through the hardship of losing a newborn. So rest in peace to Christy Teigen and John Legend's newborn child. Prayers go out to them. Mm-hmm. And this, that, and the third. But to be honest, I don't think we should have gotten that information. I think that should have been very private for a while. So
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just my two cents about it. But loud news. The CDC meets with medical marijuana patients to discuss cannabis as an alternative pain therapy. Let's fucking get it. Let's get
so,
it.
So, i.e. what?
I.e. what? Let's go over the logistics, okay? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has recently been hosting meetings with medical marijuana patients as a part of a broader series of listening sessions on alternative pain treatments. Uses cannabis to treat Lyme disease and also serves as policy director with Americans for Safe Access. Marijuana moment last week that his conversation with the federal agency was productive, with representatives listening attentively as he explained his personal experiences as well as the advocacy that the ASA is involved in. So basically, this dude, Dustin McDonald, he's basically using cannabis to treat Lyme disease. He's using all of his experimental research and results to prove that we can use this shit to treat yet another fucking discrepancy, which is pain. Any type of pain. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, people use CBD oil to treat seizures now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I like the fact that we're giving more
alternative methods of medicine.
Just highlighting the idea that this shit is more than just a recreational drug for us to just chill and relax
high,
with.
Yeah.
This shit is medicine.
Yeah.
God-given medicine.
Real-life medicine.
Real-life medicine.
Facts.
Like I said, I'm on the corner. Officer, I'm sick. I'm a very ill person. Let me rock with my meds, bro.
Not my meds, bro.
My meds, bro.
But
I'm in pain.
I do take it for pain when, you know, it's that time of the month. That blunt also helps.
That's what I'm saying.
In the morning.
And you're not the only woman that I know who does that. So
I definitely agree. And then I know people, like older people, like elderly people, not older, who smoke also because they have like other pain things, whether it be like they anxiety issues or even depression.
All it take is that fire. And it could be given to you in many different ways. Like I said, some people take the CBD oil that has a very lower, you know what I mean, lower amount of like THC in it.
Right. So very, very low.
But still that's a different alternative treatment.
Yeah, but it works for them. Some people need to roll that motherfucking blunt.
Facts. Like me.
That's it. It's therapeutic to even roll a blunt. It's part of therapy, actually.
Sometimes I don't feel like rolling. Be like, yo.
I like taking my time rolling.
Well, you're...
That's why you have to dedicate smoking.
You're a very rare breed. You're a very rare breed.
Yes, I like to roll my blunt. I hate smoking out of pipes, and I can't do the pre-rolls, and I like to roll my blunt.
If you don't know why I'm hyped, go watch episode 1. Learn how to roll, motherfucker.
And don't roll no floaties. Roll shooties only.
Shooters only.
Shooters only. Heard.
That's a fact. Don't roll no shit that's not slapping.
I.e.
It's not slapping. You know what I mean? So, being that you even brushed over the first weeder kit, let's get into the weeder kit for today. Weeder kit number 6. If you didn't put in... Okay, let's just get past the fact that you didn't put in. Let's be okay with it. If you didn't put in, you have no say.
Absolutely none.
You have no nothing. You have no opinion. You have no facts.
You're just here for the ride.
You're just here to sit the fuck down, and when a blunt comes to you...
You're thankful. You better praise God.
It comes to you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody. The blunt came. And I didn't put it on this shit. Now, I've been on both ends of the spectrum.
That's why I talk about these, because I've been on both ends of the spectrum.
But when I'm on the opposing end of the spectrum, opposing meaning you didn't put in, my mouth is shut.
Facts.
I get the blunt when I get the blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If I fucking feel some type of way because I'm not getting the blunt, guess what the fuck I'm going to do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy my own fucking drugs. And I'm going to roll my own fucking weed. And nobody's smoking my blunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's my body.
That's how you do. That's what you do.
Because I don't need your blunt.
When motherfuckers don't invite you.
The niggas be like, oh, damn, she got weed.
How many times have you been in a situation where you know that this person ain't put nothing in?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all letting them rock. Mm-hmm. Everything cool. Mm-hmm. You can smoke with us. Ain't no issues.
And so?
Yo, where that blunt at?
Nah, I'm tight.
Yo, y'all skip me. What you mean? What are you doing?
You know what that's doing?
Yo, you gonna roll up?
I'm not smoking with you for the rest of the time, wherever we are. You're not getting this blunt. I don't care if I gotta go outside to smoke my blunt. I refuse to give you my weed. Now you done pissed me off. Because I was letting you rock. And you done been smoking.
I was letting you rock. I was saying shit. You got the nerve?
Where the weed at? You gonna roll the blunt? I hate bitches, yo. Oh my God. And it be bitches that show up all the time with no weed.
Because niggas be smoking them.
Because they rely on the blunt.
Actually, I can't even. It's kind of 50-50.
It go both ways.
It's kind of 50-50.
Well, I've been
some of y'all dudes is out here staying on shorty couch smoking all her weed when she go to work.
Not all her
weed. Y'all know who y'all are.
Not all her weed. Niggas do that? That's fucked up.
Yo, niggas do that.
If I came home from work and whoever, my partner, was at home all day.
Just smoking.
On top of the fact, did this person have a job in the scenario?
Most of the times they don't.
You don't have a job.
They stay in that shorty crib.
And I come home and I want to get high because I didn't have a day, and my weed's not there, and you did not tell me on my way home that you smoked the last of my drugs and that I should maybe stop and get some more. And I come home and there's no weed. Oh, we're fighting. 100%. I am dragging you off that fucking bed that you've been laying your ass on all day, or couch, probably playing a goddamn video game. No, we're fighting.
Mm-mm. You ain't getting 2K for Christmas this time.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah,
really. Absolutely not.
That's crazy. But I've definitely been in those situations where it's just like, yo, and I don't really like, you know, be a bully about it.
Oh God, you're such a bully.
I'm not a bully.
Oh, please.
Anywho, I don't really mean to be a bully about it, language. But sometimes shit just be coming out like,
and you how be pressing out. Niggas.
I don't press nobody. I just want everybody to be treated fairly. If I know I ain't got no weed to add to the cipher and everybody around me is rolling up, I'm not about to ask nobody for nothing. Unless that's like, it's circumstantial. Because if that's your people, just be like, yo, can I get a little bit to roll up right here? Cool. Especially if there's a surplus. But like, I'm talking to the people who are just copping to smoke as well. Not people who, you know, just be having abundance of weed all the time. So it don't matter who they smoking with. Like, these weeder kids mainly go for the people who, you know what I mean, smoke it to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Rather than just have, yo, I got it. I got all of it. Nah, a lot of y'all ain't got all of it. That's why we doing these weeder kids. So when it comes to that, it's like, y'all sitting in ciphers with people who don't have no type of contribution whatsoever, but got the most to say.
Wasting the weed too.
Be reaching all the way over, yo. Past that, you holding it too long. Like, fuck you mean I'm holding it too long? It's my weed. Mm-mm. I bought this shit. If I want to sit in a corner in a fetal position and smoke my shit like somebody coming to fucking get me and I don't want to share with nobody in the room, I'm allowed to fucking do that.
I would think you're on something too.
Whatever. Maybe that'll back you to, maybe that'll back you the fuck up. You gotta get crazy on people sometimes in order for them to leave you alone. I've seen it happen.
Message.
I've seen it happen.
Now you do.
So, when you don't have nothing to contribute to that situation, I feel like you need to keep your fucking mouth shut. More you need to wait until that blunt come to you, if it come to you.
If it come to you, you need to pray. That's it. You need to pray. Pray that it comes to you. That's what you gotta do.
Pray if you want to. If it come to you, it's gonna come to you. If it don't, you
go get your own shit, like that's I a said. Fact.
Supply period. Yourself.
Come
support your own habit.
That's it.
We talked about that shit.
If you know you want to smoke, hello, go get some weed. I don't know what to tell
motherfuckers
you.
Motherfuckers be sitting quiet or something. And I'll be doing this on purpose. I'll sit. Especially if I know it's a certain demographic with people who I know I'm not rolling up.
Oh, I'm not going to roll
before
my weed.
Before I even get there.
I'm not bringing all my weed.
I sit in front of a motherfucker for a whole hour.
And not roll up.
With my pocket full of packs. Just like,
you ain't going to roll, I ain't going to roll.
It's like, who going to draw first?
That's a fact. You gotta duel with these motherfuckers.
Who going to draw first?
Literally. It gotta be a duel.
You gonna pull out the fire or I am? I know I'm not, so let's go.
I'm gonna hold it right here.
Shoot your shot, motherfucker.
And if you roll, I might match you.
Nah, if you roll, I'm definitely gonna match you.
Uh-uh. If you one of the motherfuckers who never put in and you rolled, I might just smoke. You owe me one.
Oh, you take it.
Hello? I could be petty. It depends on the situation.
You gonna smoke and then be
I'm
out?
I'm gonna smoke and I might be out. Thanks. You thought you was gonna get one. You owed me one just to prove a point. Then, next time.
You petty as fuck. Nah, I'm petty too, but I probably might do the same shit.
I know that's you would. That's a good idea. Hello?
That's a good fucking idea. Hello. All the times you've been pulling up on me, I've been pulling up on you. You ain't rolling out
I got time. Something for that ass.
All right. Oh, you got some weed today?
You got some fire. Let me smoke
shit,
that.
Shit, nigga. Yo, I'll be right back, though.
Right. I'll catch you later.
Yo, you coming back?
I'm gonna make this run.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Emergency stat. I'm out of here.
Facts, nigga. I'm in Jersey.
I'm in Jersey with it.
I'm in Jersey with it. You not gonna find me.
Oh, you ain't gonna find niggas in Jersey.
But yeah, I hope across the board nobody has to. I feel like you don't have to have that pressure on you to have to enforce a rule like that, but these rules exist because
for a reason.
The pressure has been put on to enforce a rule like that. So I hope nobody else feels that pressure, but if you do, you might have to, you know what I mean, say something. Hey, you ain't bring no weed, you ain't bring no roll up. We bring no bread to put in for the week.
Something.
Maybe you shouldn't be clocking where the blood goes. Mm. I'm just saying.
That is a conversation.
I'm just saying.
There's other ways you could say that too. Like, damn, where your weed at? It's like I'm saying it, but saying it.
How is that better?
I'm just saying. Sorry,
yeah. At least I spoke calmly and I tried to help them understand that. He was like, damn, what if he's in a room of people?
The same way that she was like, where the blunt at, who's smoking, and you said that obnoxiously loud, mm-hmm. My response is going to be, damn, where your weed at, though? Hello? In the right. Conversation.
So moral of the story is, damn, where your weed at? All right. That was great. I like that. All right. I'm going to use that shit.
Here we go.
That's going to be a soundbite.
Lord.
Damn. Where I'm going to have to.
Don't make me sue you. I sent my lawyer that.
Yo, listen. You're going to get your percentage. Relax. Mm,
right. Talk to me nice.
All right. You trying to get into this hot box, though? You know what the hot box is?
Yeah, because you can't just be saying that and then expect me to say yes and not tell me what it is.
I mean, what other explanation would a hot box have?
No one ever willingly wants to be in anyone's hot box.
I don't know what hot box you talking about, but I hot box all day and night. So, let's get it, y'all.
Oh, hot box.
Yeah, the hot box.
Ooh. So all the right, hot so box
is getting real decorative. So, every episode I added something new. Punch lighter, raw, some Fronto in here. That Fronto is getting crispy.
That shit look like a tree.
Whatever. Real white runts. I got a jellyface jar from some jellyface weed. And I got some throwaway scissors this time. You know what I mean? I don't really use those because they don't really cut like that. But
essentials.
Yeah, you know, essentials. You know, this is the hot box. The hot box is supposed to have all the weed paraphernalia. So inside the hot box is a hot topic question based on weed. You get to choose. Don't look. Just dig in.
You got a lot of don't look.
Mm. Yeah, don't look. Just grab a question. Read it out loud.
How can they look?
Just
that. Is this a question?
One of the papers right here. There you go.
How do they look?
All right. Yeah. All right. You good? Read it out loud for the people that...
Okay, what's the most you've done to get weed?
What's the most you've done to get weed?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
What kind of story you got?
Yikes.
What you doing the most to get some trees?
Let me think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a time limit on this question?
I mean, don't try it.
This is a hot box. What's the most?
You got a few stories popping up.
Yeah, what's the most of the nigga weed? Let's see. I mean, okay, here's one. One of the most things I've done to get weed is probably like during them straggling college days. Mm-hmm. I feel like I literally went around my whole entire house searching for change to buy weed. And I'm talking like I used to have like this sectional, like this big ass L sectional. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the sectional under the couch. I'm like, there gotta be money in here. I'm going through the laundry. Da da da. Listen, I found the coins to get me a nick, $5. You know, that's what we used to buy back in the day. That's all a bitch needed. Was a nick.
You was buying nicks.
Yeah. I said the struggling college days.
I can honestly say I ain't never purchased a nick day in my life. Because if you was buying a nick, that means you your ass was buying to two greens, blunts. Nigga. Fuck out of here.
Oh, for sure.
That
I was
shit
definitely
with
smoking
seeds
greens.
In it. I was fuck out of here.
Greens. In college, I was definitely smoking greens.
Ew.
That's all I knew. Absolutely, 100%.
Disgusting.
I was not.
Shouts to my man Magic, because if it was never for him, I probably would have been one of them nasty motherfuckers starting out smoking greens with mad seeds in it. Smoking a blunt and
giving
that
you
shit
a headache
pop,
and shit.
Pop. Fuck out of here. No. Mm-hmm. I started smoking fire.
The blunt did go
sour,
pop.
Blue Dream. You know what I mean? Lemon Kush. Shit like that. I started that. Like, no. I started on that level.
I was with
so once I got to greens, I'm like, what is this nasty shit?
What you mean, once you got, you went backwards? No, I see, I elevated like you're supposed to do with everything, honey. I start with green, then I work my way up, okay? Yo ass, going backwards, sound retarded.
No, it's like once I started with the loud, but once I got introduced to the Reggie, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, niggas are smoking this, and everybody was smoking.
Everybody was smoking that shit. That shit, a five of Reggie, man, I used to give me good at two and a half blunts. Don't let me take the clips.
That shit used to make my stomach hurt.
Take the two blunts with the clips.
I used to feel nauseous.
After a while, I couldn't do that shit.
And they were smoking that shit back to back.
Back to back.
In a backwood.
Absolutely.
Dirty.
Nah, I was smoking out of them cigarillos.
Dirt.
Like the games and the Swishers, sweets.
Never again. So that's the most you ever did.
That's
to
the
get
most.
Some greens. It was gather change in your fucking house to get some greens. You ain't even try to gather up $5 more to get some loud.
Listen, all I needed was a blunt in that moment. And they got me through. That's why you gotta just, sometimes you just gotta throw change around your house. You never know when you're gonna need that shit. Mm. Just saying.
That's why I got a cup of quarters.
No, you got more than a couple, nigga.
A cup of quarters.
Oh, cup. I thought you said couple.
Nah. I have a whole cup for emergencies. In case I need to, you know what I mean, drop some coins on a bitch. I think the most I ever did was, shit. I think I traveled to another state.
What you mean? Like there was none in your state and you had to go to another one?
Yeah, I had to go to Philly. Because nobody had trees out here.
What?
Nobody.
Was this during the pandemic?
Nah, this was like,
I mean, I not
say
even pandemic.
4 years ago.
Okay.
Nobody had a tree. Nobody I was hitting up. Nobody was trying to help me out whatsoever. I had the bread for it.
Mm. I mean, Philly's not.
And niggas was acting like shifty with they plugs. Like, nah, it's all right. I'm gonna hit you when I get some more. Like, nah, nigga, just tell me where to go. Like, so my cousin who was living in Philly at the time, he was just like, yo, if you get here, then I got you. So I went to the Greyhound and I hopped on the bus. That's the most I've really ever did for some butt. Like,
that's not too crazy.
It had to be done.
Have
you ever rode the Greyhound from Port Authority to Philly?
Absolutely.
All right, then.
And it's not
that
crazy.
It's not too crazy.
It's not that crazy.
All right, you wasn't on my bus.
I was on a different bus, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are stinking.
That's how them buses
crying be. Babies.
That's how you got. That's why you got to go prepared. I mean,
it's average, but like, yo.
I be prepared. I go in there with my gas mask suit. I got my sandwiches. I got my blunts pre-roll for when we stop. I'm ready.
That's what's up.
You gotta stay ready.
Yeah. Make sure you take them travel blunts, y'all. Mm-hmm. When they do them rest stops.
Hello.
They have a smoking section.
Hello.
All right.
I be high as shit. What? None of that shit that you talk about is bothering me.
That should be blowing.
And I'm in my tunes. I got my tunes, my playlist popping. I don't hear nothing you talk about.
That's a fact. Okay, so that's why I was tight.
Why?
I forgot my fucking headphones.
See, you're a dipshit. That's why you were tight. How the fuck do you... I would have had my music like this.
I forgot my... that's exactly why I was tight. I forgot my fucking headphones.
See, now we get into the nitty gritty. Ain't had nothing to do with the crying babies.
You know when you leave your fucking headphones at home and you just gotta deal with hearing life outside?
My ass go buy another pair of headphones. I'm sorry.
Oh, big baller. Okay.
If it's that like dire, I'm gonna have to go. But I'm tight because I gotta spend this bread.
I'm
gonna have to go buy me.
I'm cool headphones. With that, but I know that the temporary headphones that I buy are gonna blow minds worse than not having any headphones at all. Yeah, I'm not buying none of them bubblegum headphones from the fucking corner store. Fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, temporary band-aid, temporary fix.
Sure. Anywho, let the people know where they can find you. Let the people know what you do, what you're working on, what you about, what's popping with Arielle in these streets.
You can find me on Instagram at @AERIAL_WALLER.
Okay.
What I am working on, what I am about... I am a music manager. I do promotion and marketing in the industry, and I've worked with a few artists. So if you're an upcoming artist and you're trying to get your song played on the radio, or if you just need some help directing your career, don't even look at me because, you know, whatever. If you need some help directing your career, you know you got to pay to play. Sir?
I get money. I ain't been broke in a minute.
With a cash at, as they say, right?
Whatever. So, what's in the works?
I'm working on a board game, actually.
You're working on a board game?
Yes.
What kind of board game is this?
So, it's a board card game, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's going to be different levels to it, but the first level is going to be... Basically, I remixed... A familiar game and made it more a representation of us.
Okay.
The game is called That's That Bullshit.
That's That Bullshit. Okay.
And it's pretty much a card game where you rate on a scale of like 1 to 50 shit that happens. Like you're having sex and the condom mysteriously gets lost, or driving while black. Or, what's another one? Let me throw out there. Something that just happened. Oh, your mother beats you coming out the shower with a fucking...
With an extension cord.
Hello. That's that bullshit. So on a scale of 1 to 50, you rate it, and it's the steps that it's going to elevate to will be like, I'm going to incorporate it to be like a drinking game app version for adults only, and the cards get a little bit more risque.
So how do you win?
So... The card game can be played between 4 to 6 people. Mm-hmm. Each person is given 3 to 4 cards on the scale of 150. Mm-hmm. So when you pull a card that has a scenario on it, you have to rate it. And if it's closer to the actual answer, you get to keep the card. So, of course, you get X amount of cards. That's how you win the game.
Okay.
So, like I said, as it progresses, it will become a drinking and app and adult version.
All the losers got to take a shot.
Obviously. But that's that bullshit. Coming soon. So
that's that bullshit coming soon.
I'm done. I'm gonna take that as a fucking soundbite. How about that?
Let's get it. Shit. I ain't gotta pay you now. We could just trade them. All right. So, Niggas be make sure you tune into everything that Ariel got going on. Make sure you tune into the Smoking Words podcast. That smoke in words with a Z at the end. It's real easy. Nothing to it. Make sure you grab you some Punchline Punch. Follow Punchline Punch on Instagram. Real easy.
Dark walls.
Henny walls. Like I fucking said. And, you know, I got the bud. I got the drinks. And I get you with the bars too, because I got bars too. So make sure you follow me at Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B. Real easy. Let's get up out of here. Great show. We smoking some more treesy.
Adios, amigos. Thank you for having me, Mr. Punchline. What was that?